Oh, hello, creeps. You're just in time. My little Christmas party is about to begin. I just love this time of year. There's nothing quite like it. Yuletide carols, sleigh bells, Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Where was I? Oh, yes, Christmas. How about we kick off the celebration with one of my favorite Yuletide ditties?
Tell me about it, man.
It's chilly, chilly, chilly here in the haunted. Not in the horror, haunted.
The what? Haunted Bravo and Warren. Yeah, okay.
Haunted Warren Winery.
Yeah.
But just out, step outside this door, and guess what?
It is brutal.
Yes. They decided to have a whole new weather pattern for us.
Well, you know, the thing that's been happening here in Michigan for like the last couple of years is it rains. Which is bad enough when it's like 40 degrees outside. It's like really miserable. But then what happens is everything freezes over.
Right.
So then you just can't walk out of your house without giving yourself a concussion, basically. So.
Well, I do have a bit of an announcement.
Uh-oh.
We finally decided on a name for my new vehicle.
What's that?
So I thought I would announce it to everybody. It is indeed a 1912, I think, model.
1912, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you have the Kickstarter from the front. So.
Right, yeah, well, it's got that crank.
Yeah, the crank yeah. thing, yeah.
Ford Ranger.
Okay.
And it is red.
Yeah.
So
Ford.com, by the way. You might
right.
Throw it out there.
And, that was way before. It was built before .com anything.
Well, yeah, so you're right.
It was built during Prohibition.
Prohibition,
think.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
as a matter of fact, from what I understand, the paperwork said this truck was actually used to carry molasses and grain alcohol across the U.S.-Canadian border.
Right, right. Like, it was a rebel.
You actually have a historical plate on the back.
And,
it's declared a historical vehicle.
And therefore, its new name is, thanks to Wayne of, Kelly of Enchanted Souls' husband, it is the Danger Ranger.
The Danger Ranger.
So I went from the Death Scort to the Danger Ranger. I can't get out of the D names. So
you
can't. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll get out of the D sooner or later. I mean, depending on how many vehicles you own in your lifetime, maybe we can get to Z. I don't know what kind of car you're going to... Well, Z, you know, there's Z28.
Right.
Everything's got a Z, because Z's slick looking like Zorro. You know, it's like, it's fast, you know, it's slick.
So. Well, then I won't probably ever have one. But yeah, that's it. This is Ghostly Talking. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we are broadcast live, of course, on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, sir.
From beautiful Warren, Michigan at the Warren Winery.
Mm-hmm.
The Warren Winery Studios and Bar.
And that's what it's been turning into lately.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we have to get the Christmas tree up here at the winery, so that means we have to get ornaments for it. So we're having a
holiday tree.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The holiday tree. So that means we have to get a case of beer and empty those cans out.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, that's good.
And then get those little hooks and...
Well, yeah. Just get the paper clips. You know, it's low budget. That's
there you
ornaments
go.
Every year.
All right.
I have like two ornaments I own, I think. One's an American flag, and one's a ghost that Kelly from Enchanted Soul gave me.
Oh, yeah.
That's hanging in my car right now.
Yeah.
So I have to pull it out of the car.
It's hanging on my wall right now.
I gotta find mine. I'm sure it's in the Honda Basement studio somewhere.
Probably.
The now abandoned Honda Basement studio.
It's like a ghost town.
I know.
Little tumbleweed rolls by. Yeah. We have a really fun show planned today.
I hope so.
This is new. Do you have some admin you want to throw out?
First, though, I need you to go to my email. Do you remember my super secret password?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, I'll whisper it in your delicate
palm. Why don't we have one
here.
Of our listeners? He's announced it on the air. Yeah. Have one of our listeners answer it for you, and then they can help you out like that.
Right.
We're all one big family.
See, I don't read my email normally, so I have Will do it during the show.
Okay.
That's my new plan.
That's the new plan. First half an hour is dedicated to Doug's email.
Right. And, evidently I checked out there.
Oh, okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Did everybody on the planet hear that?
Dude, you're so done, dude. You're going to have so much porn in there later. It's gonna
oh, work. That wasn't it.
Well, hey.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay, well, hey.
No, it wasn't Harry Potter III.
Harry Potter 111. Yeah. You know, none of that stuff. You're never going
to
get it.
I need to find the one about...
Oh, boy. This is going to take a while.
No. Go to the next page.
While you guys are working on that, we have a very fun show planned tonight. We have a lot of fun things planned. This kind of came together last minute, but I'm really glad it came together the way it did, because coming on the show, we have three guests tonight. This is going to be really cool. You know, we've had our field reporters and stuff like that on, which two of these people are actually our field reporters, technically speaking. But we also have the mighty Vance West coming on later tonight to talk about some really big things he's working on for right now, actually, and the new year coming up, 2006.
Yeah. We actually did some work before. We did some work, last Thursday?
Yeah.
And we chatted up with Vance and decided, okay, well, we're going to have him on this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
He's got an announcement. He's got a request.
Oh, yeah.
A request from everybody, from everyone listening. Get some folks really into something to do during these cold and lazy days.
Exactly.
When you're not shopping, that is.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't shop too much.
Well, that's why online. You just shop online.
Then you can
partake in Vance's request, we hope.
Exactly. But I tell you, let's get all this out of the way, though, because we do have somebody on the line right now.
Yes, we do.
Hello, Marcus, are you there right now?
I am here, Scott.
There he is. Why don't we turn Marcus up just a little bit so we can hear him go?
Why don't we turn everybody up? I can't hear a thing. Oh, it's my headphones.
Because you're using those alien headphones.
Yes, I am.
Marcus, welcome to the show. For those of you who, don't listen to Ghostly Talk that much, or you're kind of under a rock or whatever, Marcus is a dear friend of the show. Marcus Leader, he's the webmaster / guru / whatever you want to call it for sacredsoils.com.
He's also the founder of Leader Research.
Leader Research, exactly. Marcus is a very busy man. Marcus is responsible for a lot of things that have happened here on Ghostly Talk, too. He's one of the backbones of this show, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
He's a dear friend of ours. Welcome to the show again, Marcus. How you doing tonight?
Oh, fine. Thank you. It's an honor being back here.
Well, it's always an honor to have you on, Marcus, because the work you do just basically floors us left and right. The things that you do for your group and for the show, it's really amazing to work with a person like you. And we always like to say
thank
that.
You.
We always like to say that. It's very important to us to get that out and let everybody know that you're a really cool guy.
Hey, thanks. I try.
Are we going to get to talk about, because I received a package in the mail from you, Marcus. Are we going to get to talk about that today?
Sure.
Well, I think that's what we want to
talk. Anything you want to
talk about? That's what we're going to talk about?
That's what we want to focus
that's
on.
One of them? Okay, good.
Well, and here's the thing.
I did want to say one thing, Doug. Yeah, I also drive a red Ford Ranger.
You do?
Yeah.
We are brothers in the Rangerhood.
But I haven't named it, though.
Oh, you? Danger Ranger's taken.
Yeah. How about Danger Ranger Dude?
They gave me a name. Yeah, my nickname is Crash.
Oh! Oh, my.
It's been in the shop a few times.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hope mine stays out of
Well, you'd fit right in here in Michigan.
Yeah.
Everybody's ramming their cars into each other here. It's totally cool. Well, Marcus, we did receive this Doug received this package from you. And here's the thing. You're going to love this, Marcus. We're going to talk about this thing, right? But the cool part of what's going to really make this thing interesting, what's going to really make this conversation really interesting is that Doug forgot to bring it today.
So it's a challenge.
Good, yeah.
It's a challenge. You know,
yeah,
challenge.
You're going to have to, you know, just like create this image in our minds and our listeners' minds.
This is putting my radio host skills to the test.
And Marcus's.
and Marcus's skills
and
to
mine,
the test.
Yeah.
Well, this is what this basically is. I don't have. Well, see, it probably came with a nice manual and stuff like you.
Yes, it
packaged.
Did.
It probably came with
came with a 45-page manual.
45-page manual.
And
warranty, all that stuff.
Everything.
This is what you
RMA instructions.
This is what I understand. What we talked about, Marcus. This is a scrying tool. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, let me talk about that.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I'm deeply interested in is Nostradamus.
Okay.
And we've spoken about Nostradamus on the show before.
Yeah.
I was worried. Thankfully. It was unfounded, but I was worried about the Olympic Games in Greece because of a Nostradamus quatrain.
Mm-hmm.
Thank heavens, either something intervened to get rid of it, or I was just totally off base, one of the two, which is fine, as long as nothing, everything went smoothly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't care why everything went smoothly, I just care that it did.
Well,
but Nostradamus
course.
Worries me, and I think about, the prophecies and the quatrains. Every so often it comes back up, and I'm very interested in Nostradamus. And the primary method he used to do his whatever he did was scrying.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they say. He would go up in the attic of his house and at night and go into some kind of trance kind of thing and peer into. I think they say that they believe he used a bowl with water in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's many different kinds of scrying. A crystal ball. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with crystal
ball. That's a classic form of scrying.
Classic.
Probably the most popular form.
And, of course, peering into water. And, of course, they do that. Speaking of Harry Potter earlier, that's one of the things they do in Harry Potter is they scry into the memories bowl or whatever they call it. I don't know. But scrying is where you focus your attention on a surface or on a medium.
Mm-hmm.
Not medium like a person medium, like that horrible actress Patricia Arquette, but on maybe on the real one, Dubois. No, she's cool, but
okay.
The actress, she did not deserve that. I mean, that's all I gotta say. Anyway,
He actually did the neck thing when he said that
I did.
Too. By the way,
mm-hmm.
he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl, yeah.
She did not deserve that. And so I'm telling you. She has one look, and that is mildly shocked.
Mm.
That's her whole acting range. Even I have two looks. I have mildly shocked and astoundingly annoyed.
Yeah.
So I have two looks in my acting repertoire. She has one. Anyway, but not a medium like that, but a medium like a bowl of water or a crystal ball, or it could be a mirror, it could be just an object, it could be a lot of different things, but it has to have somewhat of a reflective property. It needs, it needs some certain properties, but pretty much a lot of different things can be used for scrying. Well, you're supposed to focus your attention on that and then allow the images and things to create themselves.
Okay.
And observe them. So that's why I'm interested in it, is primarily because of Nostradamus.
Yeah.
And evidently, Marcus Leader picked that up.
Mm.
Or noticed that, or maybe I said it. What?
Yes, I did. I think you said it at one time, or mentioned it, that you were interested in scrying and Nostradamus, and that's why I sent it to you.
And I'm extremely interested in this. And so I get in the mail one day this package. Amazing stuff. Do you want to describe it, or do you want me to put my skills to the test?
You go ahead. You go first.
Okay. So I open up this box, and I'm thinking, who could I bang over the head with this box? No, wait. That's if Scott Elwin got it. No, I open up this box, and in it there's this framed black picture. I mean, it's a picture of just blackness.
Okay.
And it has a reflective property to it, so it is reflective.
Yeah.
But it's just as if you framed a black piece of plastic.
Okay.
Shiny piece of plastic. However, the frame is exquisitely ornate, and on the back are these symbols. Some of the symbols are recognizable, you know, like you've got, you know, some mathematical symbols, and then other symbols I did not recognize, but there, some of them are explained in the accompanying manual. And so on the back there's these symbols, and then in the center on the back there's a gizmo. It's one of Marcus Leader's Leader Research patented gizmos. And I can't pretend to know what's in there. I know I read the instructions, and it described all the different things and why it works.
Yeah.
But I'm unsure of all the actual elements. But I do know that it has the magnet, so it does set up the field with the opposing magnets. And it has different things in there, which I'm sure Marcus will share with us. And then it came with, of course, instructions, very carefully written instructions. These are amazing. Marcus, you did an excellent job.
Oh, thank you.
And a dish to put a candle in, because you're supposed to, you know, you need some light in the room to do... You know, the scrying.
Well, yeah,
so,
you need,
but not much.
Well, for the reflective property, you have to be able to see it.
Right. So what happens is during the first phases, you put the light between you and the mirror. It's a black scrying mirror. And then when you get better at it and want to delve deeper into yourself or your scrying world, you put it behind the mirror. So that's what the package contained, and pretty much what it looked like. And it is amazing, absolutely amazing. In an ornate frame with a black center, gizmo on the back with letters and writing all around it, with formulas and symbols, just amazing things. And the gizmo in the center, and then the holder for the candle.
Very cool. I'm about ready to send you back out to go get it. You know that.
I'll go pick it up on first break.
Okay, cool.
It's amazing.
We're going to definitely have to check that out more. Marcus, go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, what it is, first of all, the principles that scrying tools work on, like a crystal ball or a surface of water or a black mirror, the idea is to put your gaze into it, and what happens when you're looking at it is your gaze kind of doesn't focus on anything. It's the purpose of those surfaces are to quiet your mind, to stop all the internal dialogue that's going on. And so if you look like in a crystal ball, your eyes will kind of go blurry. They'll go almost cross-eyed, you know, to a certain point. And that's the purpose of all the scrying surfaces. Nostradamus used a black scrying bowl with water in it, and he looked at the surface. What the device that I sent Doug, for lack of a better name, I called it a hyperdimensional scrying portal.
That sounds really important there, and it's a good name. I like it.
It's an HDSP.
It's an HDSP.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. I knew it. I knew you guys would do that. I'm going to let you guys name my stuff in the future.
Well, see, two of us work in the IT industry, so everything is an acronym.
It's the HDSP 1000.
Oh, yeah.
There
you go. There you go. That's the name, Marcus.
I call it a scrying portal because it's more than just a scrying tool. A portal allows energy to come back and forth. It's not just seeing energy. Energy can actually transmit back and forth through a portal. And a portal like that is a little different than a regular scrying mirror because of the gizmo in the back, which I don't have a name for, but it's Gizmo Works. Anyway, it has a round donut-shaped, a large round donut-shaped magnet on the back, and then inside of it there's another inverted field magnet. That creates a collapsed magnetic field, the two fields that are forcing and pressing against each other.
Okay.
And underneath the magnet, is a material called tritomite. And tritomite is the material I used in that is actually from a lightning strike on a beach in Florida. And when lightning strikes sand,
it turns it into glass.
It creates a fulgamite.
Fulgamite?
It looks like a fulgamite looks like a hollow tube of melted sand.
Okay.
Because when lightning strikes, it vaporizes it, and what's left around it is called tritomite, and it's a hexagonal-shaped crystal of basically silicon dioxide, which is sand. And it's only a theory, you know, at this point, because I really don't know for sure why this works. But that crystal inside the inverted magnetic fields, I believe, creates a separation in the multiverse. If you picture the multiverse like an onion with all the layers of skins, the skins separate a little bit, allowing small amounts of energy to travel back and forth. And that's placed right in the center of the mirror on the back. And so the when you're gazing in the center, you're looking right into that field that's being opened up. So it, like, enhances the scrying ability of the person or of the device, either one.
Oh, my God.
But the symbols on the back of the mirror, there's two sets along the sides, and one of them is, they're both actually protection symbols. One of them is from the Druids, and it's the ones that have all the vertical and horizontal lines. And then the other strange ones are Enochian symbols, which is the language of angels. It was that was channeled through Edward Kelly by Dr. John Dee in the 16th century, and that's an ancient form of magic and different types of communication with angels.
Oh my God! So this is a very complicated piece of equipment you put together.
Yeah, it takes about 15-20 hours to make one.
Oh my God!
But the symbols, the mathematical symbols on it. See, I believe psychic energy or magic or whatever you want to call it is like a science, and mathematics is the key to it. It's the language of the science, just like any other science.
Mm-hmm.
And when you charge an object, you know, like, for example, when a shaman charges a stone or something, they're sending a thought form into it, and the thought form is energy. And the mathematical symbols on it, one of them represents consciousness. The top one on top of the mirror represents consciousness, and in the relationship with intent and the universe around you, the different forces of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower one is a mathematical formula that represents the harmonics of the actual multiverse, the different planes of existence and layers. And when, for example, when this is charged, you focus the thoughts of the equations. It's like a mantra where you keep repeating it over and over, but you're using, you know, mathematical symbols
because
it's more precise. And that's the purpose of the symbols on the back. It's put in there more as an aid when it's being charged, you know, for protection and for, you know, dealing with the different energies that the scrying tool uses.
My God. And I know you said you have, have you made a couple of these, am I correct?
There's only two in existence right now.
And we have one of them. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, why are you so good to us?
Well, I believe in you guys.
Well, man, I mean, it blows us away, first of all. I mean, we're just like, whoa, okay. You sent us the dilithium crystal black metal microphone.
BC
set.
Yeah.
We were like, wow. I mean, I've used that thing numerous times. I got a few blips and blops here, but I think I'm the wrong person to be using that thing.
Well,
too.
I think that might be what we want to do. We might want to experiment with different
users. Different people, because, I mean, it's been proven time and time again that I'm not good to have in an environment. I should not be there. Because
plus that CD that I sent you recently is some of the sound that I use when I'm using that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So you might want to experiment with that when you have time.
Yeah, we're yet to do that. We those are sitting on my desk, and I've actually been through them. They're actually very nice to listen to, just to kind of, like, you know, crash to. you listen to, you're like, I'm going in the beach. And Marcus narrates a lot of it, too. And Marcus has this, you know, you hear Mark, he's got this powerful kind of voice, you know, and he narrates the CD. I have a copy for you guys. I've been meaning to get that to you guys. Well, I'm really sorry.
I think Doug has one.
You have one? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, well, I have Will and myself's copy sitting on my desk right now. So we're yet to use those yet in conjunction with the BC set, but that is going to be happening here hopefully very soon. But the scrying tool is just another one of your gadgets. I think we should. I was thinking about this actually, like over the week, Marcus. We should start up a show called "This Old Ghost," kind of like the equation of this old house, you know, and like we'll have you like just go to places and build stuff, like in you know, this will attract energy right here in this home, you know, or something like that. With your host, Marcus.
Talk phase four.
There you go.
Yeah, set this gizmo on your haunted daughter for for 3 hours every night after dinner,
mm-hmm.
and she will be untouchable by demons or something. Yeah, it'll be insane.
But it's just amazing. I mean, like I said, I'm yet to see this thing, this tool. I was over on Wednesday. I should have checked it out.
I know. I should have brought it down.
I should have checked it out. But we're going to check this thing out some more. And, of course, we'd like to bring you back on, Marcus, to discuss this thing some more.
Well, this thing, actually, it takes a regimen. Because you need to do it, I believe it said three times a week. So what I need to do, I need to reformat my schedule. And, of course, during these holidays,
that's the holiday time,
it's been insane. But I'm working on setting aside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about an hour three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably do it like a Sunday afternoon and a Thursday evening and a I'll pick my days.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to work with this black scrying mirror to get in touch with myself and my guides and see what I can see in the various dimensions.
So poor Doug's gonna be programmed pretty soon. He's gonna be coming to the show here and just. Hello, guys. It is good to see you.
Suddenly I'll start wearing just robes, and I'm going to shave my head bald. And, I will exude oneness.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be just completely...
And not just oneness with the buffet, either. It'll be oneness with everything.
Well, Marcus, man, thank you again.
No problem.
I'm glad we can have you hop on here and just kind of give us a high level. We actually got two good viewpoints, because Doug just kind of said, this is what it looks like, right? Scrying for dummies, right? And then we have you're the creator. You built this tool. Have you explain to us, like, how this thing's set up. So thank you again.
Oh, that's no problem. Now, that tool, I was going to tell you, Doug, too. I don't think I mentioned it in the instructions, but that is also an excellent tool to use for remote viewing.
Wow.
Well, that's ironic that you bring that up.
Because our next guest is...
Well, not our next one.
Well, but the one after is the remote viewer, Vance West.
Yeah, Vance West, one of our buddies. I'm sure you... We talked about Vance. You know who Vance is, don't you, Marcus?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant young man. Wonderful.
Oh, yes. One thing that must be mentioned.
Yes.
This tool, it says in several places in the instructions, is not to be used at a haunted place.
Really?
So, as opposed to the, you know, the beryllium crystal subtle energy transducer.
BC set.
This needs to be used in a safe, quiet, organized place. It, you know, nowhere where there's extra energies that are going to, like, come get you or anything.
Well,
that's the problem. It could generate such an impulse, you know, because, like I said, it's a portal, too. If you're by yourself or you're not experienced at it, you could get quite a scare or, possibly worse. Depends on what's there.
Oh, man.
So
it's something that's more of a personal tool.
Right. It's not a ghost hunting kind of item, no. But it is a thing that can, you know, help. Well, I mean, if I understand myself better, I'll understand my ghost hunting better. I'll understand everything better, you know. So when I, you know, am on these journeys with my guides and my... You know, protective entities around me. I'll learn about myself. I'll learn about the world around me. I'll learn about the dimensions. I'll learn about everything that it needs me to learn about, and then hopefully I'll be able to do the ghost hunting thing even better.
Well, Marcus, thank you again. We really
thanks for having me on.
We can't say thank you enough. You really. Have become a real close friend of the show.
And you've impressed us to no end.
Yeah, we're blown away. I mean, it really should be the other way around. We're learning from Marcus things that we never probably would have ever learned. It's just an amazing thing that you do for us, and we really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're very welcome.
I concur. Thank you very much, Marcus.
Unfortunately,
and I'll keep in touch. I've got your number.
You've got mine.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep in touch with that and questions and stuff. And we'll. I know I'll let everyone know during, you know, as I progress through the programs or through figuring it out and learning from it. And with it, what's happening and everything like that.
Before we
you'll get the CD that comes with it, too, but I'm still producing that it uses sounds that help you guide you even further into the mirror.
Excellent.
Well, one thing before we hop off here, Marcus, it's on my list, let's just say. I've been meaning to get some photos and stuff of the BC set up on our site, and would it be okay if I got some photos of the scrying tool also, just for people to check out, you know?
Yeah, no problem.
I want to get some nice photos of it, and I'll put them up there, like in the field reporter section, if you're cool with that.
Sure.
We'll definitely do that. Cool. All right.
That'll work.
Well, thank you again, Marcus. We're going to hop off here, take a quick break. Thank you again. We just can't thank you enough, Marcus. You're a dear friend of ours.
You're welcome.
Marcus, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right.
Take it easy.
Here, guys.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Marcus is definitely, like I said, a backbone of this show. He really helps us with a lot of things. He helps us with guests. And that's why we like to say that Ghostly Talk is not, you know, a show produced by us three guys here in the Haunted Winery. It's produced by a lot of people.
It sure is.
And speaking of that, we have another person that's coming on here in the next half hour, or next hour, actually,
Who's coming on? I didn't get the memo.
You didn't? What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe I got the memo, I just didn't read it. Who's coming on next?
You're an admin on the website, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know, but...
Tim Yancey's going to be
coming on. Oh yes, that's right. Oh, I did hear about that.
And he's going to be getting praise. This is just a fun night. It kind of this thing just kind of came together over the last couple of days, and we just managed to get three people that are like just three of our closest friends to come on the show just to hang out, talk about things, discuss some things they've been working on, and also make some plans for the future. So on that note, let's take a quick break here. This is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will,
and we'll be right back after this.
www.sidhake.com, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. That's the only reason I don't have my food up your ass.
Twas the fright before Christmas, and all through the crypt. Not a creature was stirring, except those being whipped. Corpses were hung by their lips and their hair, in hopes that they'd give old Santa a scare. The ghouls were nestled all snug in their beds, while grave worms and maggots danced in their heads. I slept in my coffin, wearing my shroud, dead to the world and snoring aloud. When out in the graveyard there rose such a shriek, I ran to the window and caught me a peek. And there on the lawn was a sight for sore eyes. Santa Claus caught in my Christmas surprise. A pool full of quicksand, disguised snowy white. Soon dear old Santa would sink out of sight. His reindeer were straining to pull Fatso free. And he urged them on as I chuckled with glee. Pull, Dasher, pull, Dancer, pull, Prancer and Donner. If you don't pull me out, old Santa's a goner. But strain as they might, they were just out of luck. When the crypt keeper sticks them, they tend to stay stuck. But then something happened you'd never believe. That little fat man had a trick up his sleeve. He reached in his pack and he called out to me. come closer. I got a few things you should see. And then, though he'd sunk clear up to his chest, he pulls out these gifts. Gifts for me, no less. Here you go, Crypt Keeper. This gift's for you. A dead rotting ghoul friend all oozing with goo. And a jack in the coffin for hours of delight. Just open the lid and a skiff pops in sight. And here is this teddy bear, all of your own. Its flesh has decayed, and it's nothing but bone. And last but not least, a box that's just right for storing your bulging old eyeballs at night. But I'm sinking fast. No time to palaver. Merry Christmas to you, you old stinking cadaver. Well, I have to admit that my ticker was touched. Christmas is one thing, but this was too much. Something stirred in my heart. Maybe once, maybe twice. It felt really weird, but it also felt nice. And then, heaven help me, I ran to that slop, gave Trouble a pull, and he came with a pop. Thank you, he says, for what you just did. You saved Merry Christmas for many a kid. You may be disgusting and falling apart, but there's something still good in that slimy old heart. Then he jumped on his sleigh, to his team gave a yell, and off they all flew like a bat out of hell. As I waved, I discovered a problem I've got. Now I was in quicksand, and Santa was not. Struggling was useless for this creepy dude, yet I was still happy, in a real Christmas mood. And that's why I said, as I sank out of sight, Merry Christmas to all! And to all a good...
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.taraScream.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouge right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help to save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
I feel like he'd be wearing like some bright white sequins pants right now, and like a fur coat, and come floating in like on a string to my piano.
Yes, the
right.
That is a roller disco Christmas.
Roller disco.
A roller disco. It's a roller disco Christmas here in the haunted Warren Winery.
There's lots of room to roller disco. Apparently, we can just roller disco around in a circle here. I think. And that's
are we meeting up with the Rockettes after the show?
Well, yeah. You know, it's the usual Sunday night thing in Nashville.
Yep.
Us and the Rockettes all night long.
That's what it is.
Man, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I am Doug.
I'm Will.
And this is when you have an engineer that like just. We just kind of go, okay, well, we want you to create.
Just create.
We need you to enhance this production. We need you to create things. Well, then this is what happens.
This is what happens when we,
this is a result of letting Will do what he wants.
Well, we wandered in at like 5 minutes to 6. And he goes, oh, by the way, I did all the new bumpers.
Yeah,
love them.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, you know.
So this is our first time hearing them, and they're great.
They're great.
Kudos to you.
We're having a ball with that. Now...
Well, first I want to say, okay, I want to say hello to all the folks in, is it Omaha, Nebraska? Robin Valley?
Yeah.
Robin Valley Community Radio.
Mm-hmm.
They're hearing us. I don't know if they're hearing us live yet or if it's...
it's going to be archived, rebroadcast.
Archived and rebroadcast. I know he attempted a live broadcast last week. It turns out we're 2 minutes behind.
Oh, are we?
Because of all the servers that we go through.
Uh-huh.
So you and I, Scott L., are going to have to sit down and talk about perhaps trying to start 2 minutes early.
Okay.
So that he, because he has to do his break.
Is it going to be part of our schedule now? 6:58 p.m. or I'm sorry, 5:58 p.m. to
right.
8:58 p.m. Sunday night.
But I want to say hello to everybody listening on Robin Valley.
Hi guys.
Community Radio.
We hope everything is very well out there in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes. And I hope it's not as cold as it is here, but I think it's very similar weather patterns.
They do.
So.
They do.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to our call. I mean, our family. Very, very important to note that. Now, on the line right now is another very, 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 very dear friend of the show.
That is true.
He's been on the show a couple times. We met this gentleman, back in, 1908 or something like that.
It was shortly before or shortly after the Danger Ranger was created.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was right around that time. And we met him when we were bootlegging whiskey across the, like we said, the
Mexican-Canada
border. And, you know, we were talking with him. And just by some chance, he also had an internet radio show. It's just weird.
We ended up in the same jail cell.
Yeah. I remember that
that's
now.
Right.
Because I bummed a cigarette off you originally.
Right.
I remember that now. Okay.
I don't have any use for these. You want it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool. But this gentleman we have on the line right now. As the host of a show called Encounters. Okay.
Encounters.
My brain working today. With phenomenal show. Was one of the first people we met when we got into this business, so to say. We started doing Ghostly Talk, who embraced us as a dear friend and gave us advice and helped us out and did things for us. And to this day, he still is doing things for us. So on that
note. Gosh, I feel so special.
Well, you are special.
You are. And we say thank you.
We say
all
thank
the
you.
Way around.
For some reason, tonight's like memorate him to our best friends. We're just going to have all our best friends come on here and just like tell them how great they are. Because they are.
And sometimes you need to hear that, you know? So thank you very much, and you deserve it, Tim. You really have been incredible to us.
Yeah, we have Tim Yancey on the line right now. Tim,
well, you guys have just been the best thing that happened to paranormal radio that I can think of, you know? The little show I was doing, I started originally back in 1997-ish, somewhere around there, and there was like one other guy that was doing paranormal radio, and he was a guy out of Florida, and he did a UFO show, and there was like two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then folks like Lou and a couple other people came along, and all of a sudden, Doug and Scott L. hit the airwaves, and there's just been nothing to compare since then, you know? I mean, you guys are it.
Hey, look, you know, I know it's Christmas time, but you don't have to buy us a present if we buy you one, Tim.
Right.
30 seconds pumping sunshine my way.
That's really cool to hear.
No, I'm serious, guys. You have no idea how wild this show is, man. I mean, this is the thing on the internet these days.
You know,
how you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We're very
busy. We're doing good. We're trying to move the website. We're trying to do all these different things, but it's all now no longer for us. It's for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And therefore, we have to take great care whenever we do anything.
Yeah, it really is.
Because Ghostly Talk is more than just us now. It's everybody who visits the website. It's everybody who listens.
Mm.
It's everybody who's on the air with us. It's become...
A monster.
A monster,
yeah.
No but it's also become fun.
You guys are going leaps and bounds. I heard your hello to the folks in, where was that, Omaha?
Yes. Omaha,
awesome.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Robin Valley Community
For some
Radio.
Reason, people seem to want to be picking up our feed, so they want to listen to the show, and they're popping us out left and right. So we're like, okay, cool. We'll just they actually, you know, the majority of them, you know, email us and ask us if they can do it, and we're like, go ahead. We don't care. Go ahead. And then there are people
that are going to be on satellite in no time.
Yeah. some aliens going to come down, and they're going to think we're the leaders of the human race or something. That's all I need. You are the leader.
Oh, I don't have time for
they'll that. They'll all have beards like me, or they'll have a beard like Doug. They'll all put on weight. They have their own Ghostly Talk t-shirts. You know, that's apparently the way it's
written in their language.
Yeah, written in their language, right? But, you know, Tim, see, the big thing that really that you know, really has come together. 2005, obviously, was this huge year for us.
Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things. And, and of course, we were thinking about that just last month, a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Thanksgiving and everything. And I'm thankful for a lot of things. 2005, I'm thankful for, of course.
God, because this year has just been off the hook.
Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah.
You guys do something crazy every year. You guys did Coast to Coast. Before that, didn't you guys do a movie?
Well, we were part of a movie, yeah.
Yeah, we helped
you guys
write a movie.
Involved in movie. You did internet radio. Now you're moving along, man. That's awesome. I'm waiting for you guys to write a book.
Well, that's been talked about since we started this stupid show. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Ghostly Talk would be a great name for a book.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that before.
But, you know, I don't know.
With forward by, like,
but we
know.
Need a... Ghost Rider.
We need it. It needs to be interesting, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's going to be the hard part. But if we could get Thomas Brian Roberts to do our book, that would rock.
That'd be very cool.
But
no, 2005 was this huge year for us. Namely, one of the most amazing things that happened to us, Tim, was a direct result of you.
What I do.
Yes, that is true.
You were the one who said, hey, man, would you like to have some other... I got some guests that might want to come on your show. You know, here's a list, right? And and one of the people in this list was the mighty Sid Haig, right? And I'm like, Sid Haig? I'm like, well, hell yeah, bring him on. That'd be kind of cool, right? So, you know, we were all a bit nervous when that, you know, that was like July 1st, like the first week of July, I remember we had him on. And we were all just a tad bit nervous about having the gentleman on the show because we never really had a name like this on our show. We were kind of scared. We didn't know how we can't accommodate like these, you know, huge radio programs. Do we just say, okay, talk? It's pretty much we don't give you a deli tray. We don't give you anything. You just come on the show and you talk, right? But Sid was probably one of the most amazing people we've had on the show. He just, I mean, as far as his outlook, things he had going on, the things he's done just have blown us away. So, you know, we were like, wow, Tim, thank you for, you know, getting a Sid Haig to come on this little radio program we do.
Oh, that was a pleasure, man. Sid is one of those guys that has been in movies forever, you know, and he doesn't fit inside of, you know, what you think about when you think about Hollywood-type personalities. He's not that kind of a guy, you know?
We know that firsthand.
And he's somebody that's just cool to hang out with and, you know, have a beer and... sit around and just talk about stuff, and he's got some amazing stories under his belt.
Well, yeah, during that broadcast we had with him the first time we had him on the show, that's one of the things he said to us. He's like, guys, I'm filming a movie, you know, in, what was that, June or August? It was in August, wasn't it, Will? We went down there in August, didn't we, Peru, Indiana?
Yeah.
It was like the middle of August.
That was Little Big Top, right?
Little Big Top, yeah. He's like, I'm filming a movie in Peru, Indiana. Come on down, hang out, first round's on me after we're done filming. We're like, yeah, right, okay, fine. So, I mean, I went back and forth with his publicist, and she said, look, we're on. Come on down. Come on down and hang out. We're like, you know what? Okay, this is a chance we think we're taking here. Well, let's go for it. Let's just see what happens. Unfortunately, Doug couldn't join us for that. He had something else going on that weekend. But we just said, okay, we don't know what's going to happen here. Things get messed up in this business.
But that's okay because I got the voicemail.
You got the voicemail,
to prove that you guys had a good time. Tim, I'll send that to you.
But we came down there, and it was like clockwork. I couldn't believe how forthcoming this man was, how nice this man was, how nice the whole crew was. We did a whole show on this thing, and Sid was absolutely just a wonderful person to us. The pictures prove it. We have the pictures on the site. We have Sid coming on the show and talking about how goofy we were and how much fun we had with him. And really what it comes down to, Tim, is we have to thank you for that because you were the person that put us in touch with that gentleman. So thank you again.
My pleasure, man. Sid, you guys did a broadcast there on location, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we taped
it. Yeah,
I heard that one. They taped it on location.
We taped it on location, yeah.
That's it. His publicist is Susan Olberg.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Susan sent me a letter. Now, get this. This is what Sid is doing the next few weeks here.
Okay.
He's, you know, he's been in films like Galaxy of Terror, The Devil's Rejects, of course, House of a Thousand Corpses, Little Big Top.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing a, I guess, a tribute to Sid's career up in New York, in Long Island. He's being honored by a group called CAMP, which is short for Cinema, Art, Music, and Politics.
Mm-hmm.
The first day, which is December 15th, they're doing this big screening, which will have Rob Zombie's new movie, The Devil's Rejects.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on Park Avenue. The next day, they're pulling out all the stops, and Sid's having a party at the Museum of Sex in New York on Fifth Avenue.
Wow.
The debauchery that'll happen that night will dwarf any porno film I've ever seen. I partied with the guy. I know. I partied with the guy. I can speak from experience, Tim. This is it's going to be beautiful. As a matter of fact, what's the date on that again,
December
Tim?
December 15th.
December 15th, he's going to be at the Cinema Arts Center on Park Avenue in Huntington, New York. And for information for folks that are out there, you can call area code 631-423-FILM.
Throw that out one more time, Tim.
Okay, it's at the Cinema Arts Center, December 15th. They'll be screening The Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
You can get advance tickets by calling 631-423-FILM.
Excellent.
And that's it. Everything starts at 7:30. The next day, December 16th, he's going to be at the Museum of Sex in New York. Okay. They're promising to pull out all the stops in this party, and that's on Fifth Avenue.
And put them in, too.
The number there is 212, area code, 689-6337.
Okay.
For that one.
Man,
so
I got to work.
He's up to. He's having a good time up in New York, I guess.
Yeah, it's ironic that you mentioned that, because I was going through my email before the show. And I got Susan's email from concerning that event that's going on. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I saw the title. It said, dedication to Sid Haig going on here. And I'm glad I got more information. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it. I have to work and all that fun stuff, and the holidays are
right gone. After you guys had met him at the location there of the set, he came down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is about 45 minutes from me, and he was doing a haunted attraction. He was doing a horror convention here called Scream Fest.
Yeah, he mentioned that to us.
The day he got here, we were all set to hook up and meet and this and that, and I had to fly out to North Carolina and meet George Lutz Mary Downey, who have also been on the show.
Yeah.
And so we just missed each other by like an hour, so I didn't get to hang out with him. But, one of the coolest guys I think I've ever met in the horror convention circuit,
absolutely. He blew us all away. I mean, my little sister came with us too, and she it was really cool to bring her, because she is a huge House of a Thousand Corpses fan and Devil's Rejects fan,
right?
So I told her, I'm like, hey, we're gonna go meet Sid Haig, and she's like, Captain Spaulding? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm like, would you like to go? And she kind of like froze there for about 15 minutes, right? But she had her and Susan hit it off. We all had a great time, And like I said, it just goes back to you, Tim. You were the glue that put that whole thing together. So we thank you for that. It was
cool. It was fun, man. It was a pleasure to do that. When I was working with Encounters and going around to a lot of these horror conventions and doing that kind of thing, you meet a lot of folks along the way, and you build up a list. And I haven't been doing that show in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you guys have always been great with me. We've always been friends. So I just thought, hey, why don't I send you guys this list and let you pick and choose?
Well, also on that list was George Lutz.
Yeah, George Lutz was on
George.
There, too.
Which was a huge
My buddy George, he is one of the most, I have to say, probably incredible people I ever met. For folks that don't know who that is, George is the gentleman who lived in the Amityville Horror House on Ocean Avenue in Long Island. And we just recently had a chance to hook up again up in North Carolina. We did a couple of appearances up there. One was for a group called the Deadly Shoals Haunted Trail.
Now,
this is a group that every year they hold a haunted attraction. They do it to raise money for charity. It's a giant haunted house thing, except it's on 7 acres of land up in Hickory, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we go there every year and do this charity thing with them. Have a wonderful time. It's a wonderful group of volunteers that just love to scare the hell out of people.
they're all about the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
Year before, they did a twisted take on The Wizard of Oz, and this year it was all things zombie. Every zombie movie ever could think of, they kind of put it together and made this big, huge trail that probably took about an hour to go through. And just a great group of folks up there. They have a website called deadlyshoals.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they just called me this afternoon, said they're doing another event the 15th through the 17th as well that weekend there. They're going to be doing like a Nightmare Before Christmas kind of attraction.
Now that would be a lot of fun.
That would be awesome.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so they're doing that. And it was fun to meet George again and hook up with him. And he has been involved in all kinds of things going on with MGM about this recent movie
that
just came out, The Amityville Horror, and how he was portrayed in that. And so, you know, he was pretty down in the dumps there for a while about all of that.
Yeah.
When you see yourself portrayed as killing members of your family and pumping axes into your wife's chest kind of thing, it had an effect on him. So it was good that we could get up there and just have a good time, and that we did, no doubt. It was a lot of good energy and, you know, good people. Jason Gowans from Ghost Hunters, Inc., he recently was involved with Jeff Bellinger in writing a book. I'm trying to think of the title of it, The Encyclopedia of Haunted Places.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. Mary Downey, who's been on your show, was there as well.
Phenomenal woman. Phenomenal.
Yeah,
woman.
She's incredible.
Love her.
An incredible person.
We'd love to. We're working on getting her back on. It's just a matter of getting the scheduling right, but we're working on getting her back on.
She was so interesting.
Well, it was one of those condensed kind of shows. We had a couple people come on, and Mary was one of those. Like, we gave her like a half an hour, 45 minutes.
And she needed the whole show.
Right.
She needed like two shows.
Yeah, she needed shows because she's incredible.
She has some incredible stories under her belt. She was the first person to investigate the house in Amityville, and since that time, she's been on Court TV and Psychic Detectives, involved with a disappearance of a lady by the name of Penny Sierra, I believe her name was, and she's also very involved in the ghost of the Gettysburg Civil War era there, and I know that's something you guys have a great interest in.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Very interesting lady. You know, she's I believe in her 70s now, and she has the energy of a freight train.
Well, that's what blew us away. That's what blew us away, Tim, is, you know, I was aware before we had her on the show how old she was. When she came on, she was like, hi, my name's Mary. How you doing? And we're like, you know, we're all working on, we're all nursing a hangover here. We're like, oh, my God. Oh, okay, all right, pick me up. Right?
I've gone with her to do some film, shoot some videos and things, documentary films that she's working on. And just trying to keep up with her is a full-time job. She has a personal assistant that travels with her, a photographer. Myself, I went up and shot secondary video on this documentary that she's working on. And just trying to keep up with her. We went to the Devil's Tramping Grounds up in North Carolina. And, man, she charged up that hill, and it was all you could do to keep up with her. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me take a quick break. Okay.
Okay.
We have a lot more to cover. I know we do, Tim. There's all kinds of stuff going on in your camp right now that we are dying to hear about, too, by the way.
Okay.
No pun intended. All right, I'll throw it out there. So, guys, let's take a quick break here. Tim, stay on the line. This is Ghostly Talk. This is Ghostly Talk. I mean, we're jamming tonight. We're talking to all of our buddies. This kind of came together last minute, but it's been a lot of fun. Well, I don't know. We're having fun. Tim, you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
All right, cool.
Always.
That's the most important thing. We want to make sure our guests are taken care of. We can fall apart here. We don't care. We want to make sure our guests are happy. On that note, let's get out of here. We'll take us away. This is Ghostly Talk.